Who am I? This meditation reveals the perpetual and consequential programming or conditioning process of the mind that started from birth. Think of the body and mind as hardware and software that is constantly growing, shaped and formed by everything the body-mind complex is exposed to. This complex takes in, absorbs, processes everything. As we witness the body-mind, is I the body-mind? Who is the silent witness? Who am I? Even if there is no burning desire to answer that question, just being aware of the ongoing, continuous, cumulative process of conditioning can empower us to reprogram ourselves more consciously in positive ways. Conscious thinking can lead to a deeper, compassionate understanding of relationships and less conflict. It does this by slowly breaking down the identification of the self with the body, mind, and thinking. Let us begin. Remove watches, jewelry, belts, and shoes. Loosen any tight clothing. Use props or supports that may be necessary to make your body more comfortable. Assume a position that is right for you. Keep the head, neck, and spine aligned. Roll the shoulders up and drop them all the way down. Keep the arms by the side of the body, or place the hands on the belly, or in your lap, palms stacked upwards. Keep the chest slightly elevated and the chin comfortably away from the throat and the chest. Does your body feel symmetrical on either side of the spine, in length, in weight? If not, adjust the body. Now let the eyes close gently and let the body become heavy, releasing its weight into the floor or the seat. Feel the body gently sinking and melting. Feel the whole body as a witness and as a baby discovering the body for the first time, not knowing the parts, functions, or thought associations. Just being and feeling what is right now. Not seconds, minutes, or hours past, or what may be later, but what is right now. See the bright light of awareness on the toes, all the toes. Feel the toes with the in-breath. Feel the flow of the out-breath in the toes. It is as if the toes are breathing. Now add both feet to the light of awareness. Feel both feet and toes with the in-breath through the toes. Feel both feet and toes as you trace and follow the out-breath. Light and feel the ankles. Breathing in from the toes, trace the flow of in-breath like a gentle flow, wave of water, up to the ankles. Out-breath, ankles to toes. Light and feel the knees. In-breath, toes to knees. Out-breath, knees to toes. Light and feel the pelvic floor. In-breath, toes to pelvic floor. Out-breath, pelvic floor to toes. Light and feel the hips. In-breath, toes to hips. Out-breath, hips to toes. Light and feel the lower belly. In-breath, toes to lower belly. Out-breath, lower belly to toes. Light and feel the navel. In-breath, toes to navel. Out-breath, navel to toes. Light and feel the midriff. In-breath, toes to midriff. Out-breath, midriff to toes. Light and feel the chest. In-breath, toes to chest. Out-breath, chest to toes. Light and feel the throat. In-breath, toes to throat. Out-breath, throat to toes. Light and feel the top of the head, the crown. In-breath, toes to crown. Out-breath, crown to toes. Feel the in-breath as a gentle wave of water from the toes to the crown of the head, opening, softening the body. Feel the out-breath, the ebb, from the crown to the toes, flushing out all stress and tension. Watch the spontaneous breath, the breath that comes and goes without your effort. Be the silent spectator of the effortless breath. Awareness of the body, the breath, and the watching spectator. Feel the in-breath. Feel it flow from the nostrils into the throat, chest, belly. Feel the vast ocean of stillness at the belly. Feel the out-breath move from the belly to the chest, throat, nose. With the in-breath, bring all remaining worries and anxieties from the head, face, chest, to the belly. With the out-breath, feel them all dissolve and disappear in the ocean of stillness at the belly. Rest with great ease in the comfort of the breath at the belly. Watch and feel the gentle, soft swell of wave as the belly rises with the in-breath. Watch and feel the ebb as the belly gently, softly falls with the out-breath. Count the breaths to stay in the present and do not allow the awareness to become unconscious by identifying with thoughts. Count one in-breath, one out-breath, two in, two out. Count this way, each in breath and out breath, from 1 to 10, being totally focused on the breath, the count, and the spectator. Awareness of the body, the breath, and the silent witness that watches. Who watches? Who is the silent witness? Now direct the awareness to the space in your head, the friendly, comforting darkness. Enter deep into that space and feel it. See the space. See it from below, from above, from the left, the right, from the back, from the front. From the center. Feel the silent spectator, the awareness that is the witness. Let the witness see the body. See the body and the room with all its details. Now watch the body and the mind go through the events so far today. Just watch. No judgment. No thinking, no analysis. Watch with complete detachment. Now go to an event, a memory, that surfaces easily from the past year. Watch with complete detachment. Watch the situation as the mind replays the memory now. Feel the body, the thoughts, the situation. What affects the mind and body? The thinking with the feeding of this experience. Be aware of the silent witness. Who watches? Who experiences? Now end this memory and go back to the vast infinite darkness. Just watch the dark space. And again bring to mind from the mind's stored files another significant memory. If it is hard to bring a memory to surface, it could be due to a conscious or unconscious suppression of thoughts. With practice and more relaxation, as tension is released, the mind will open. So if nothing comes, simply be aware of it and watch the dark space and any reactions without judgment. Look at this memory as it is replayed now. body, the thoughts, the situation. What affects the mind and body? The thinking. Is there a pattern between the two memories? Are thoughts repetitive? Just witness and feel. Who is the thinker? Who is the witness? Now end this memory. Bring it to a close and go back to the blank, vast, infinite darkness. Now go to a memory from your young adult years. Watch a memory. See the situation, the body, and the mind. What affected the body and the thinking? How did it affect it? Be aware of the experience. And the spectator who watches the experience. Who watches? Who experiences? Now close this memory. Close it firmly. And go back to the blank space. The warm and friendly darkness. And again, pull a memory from the files stored in the mind. This time, memories associated with teenage years. Again, watch with detachment the situation, the body, the mind. Be aware of the spectator as it watches. What affected the body and mind? How How did this experience shape the body and the thinking? Again, be aware if there is a pattern to reactions or to thinking or to triggers. Be aware if there is no pattern. Are there repetitive thoughts? Who experiences? Who watches? Now close this file, close this memory, and go back to the warm, friendly darkness. Once again, go back to the mind, and from it, open a file, a memory, from preteen years. And again, watch the situation, the body, the mind, being aware of the detached spectator. What affected or conditioned the mind and the body? What was the thinking? How was the mind, how was the body affected? A clinical observation. Who experiences? Who watches? Now end this memory. Close it firmly. And watch the blank screen of the mind space. Who is the spectator? Look at the spectator. Now bring to mind a memory from early childhood, as a toddler. See all the minute details of the situation, of the body, of the mind. What affected the body and mind? The thinking. See the sense of I, the identity, being developed, creating a distinction of you and me. See the formation of identity with body, with thoughts, beginning to take shape. Who experiences? Who watches? Now close this memory and go back to Chidakash, the vast, friendly darkness. Feel the spectator. Now go to the feeling of being a baby. Before words, before formation of thoughts, forms, thought associations. The experience of just being. No I, no me, no you, no awareness of body or mind. No awareness of time or space. Feel that state of being, that of a baby. Just here and now, this very moment. See the baby, feel its state, and see the development that has taken place over the years to the current body and mind. What has shaped, conditioned, and programmed it. See the changing body, the changing mind, the change in thinking, and everything fed to the mind and body that created this present mind-body condition. Am I this changing body? Am I this changing mind? Am I these constantly changing experiences? Who experiences? Who is the silent spectator? Did the spectator, the silent awareness, also change with the mind, body, thinking? Who am I? Go further into time, when you were a tiny golden egg of light. Before the birth of time, before the birth of space, before the awareness of the ego mind, go to being a tiny golden egg of light in that vast, infinite space. Feel the light. Be light. Be. Just be. Bring the awareness back to the dark space inside the head. See the body at the center of the space. See the room in which you are. The body within that room. Feel the breath flow in the body, the gentle rise and fall of the belly. Feel your whole body from the tips of your toes to the crown of your head. Give yourself a stretch. Turn over to one side if you're lying down and spend as much time as you need there before sitting up and going back to your normal routine.